Contractors must submit monthly returns for all payments to all subcontractors within the scheme in the preceding month, whether they paid gross or under deduction, whether they're regarded as the men or whether it's a business providing men. As an example, a subcontractor paid on Friday the 12th, the 19th and 26th of October and then the 2nd of November. That falls within the tax month from the 6th of October to the 5th of November 2007. Contractor would have to submit the return within 14 days by the end of that tax month. So the return must reach HMRC by the 19th of November 2007. I emphasise must reach HMRC by the 19th, not be posted on the 19th. There is also a requirement to submit nil returns by the same deadline. Submitting monthly returns, there are a number of options. The most popular at the moment appears to be the paper return, which HMRC will send to the contractor to be received by the 5th of the month, the last day of the tax month. It will be a pre-populated return with details of subcontractors that have been on returns for the previous 3 months, or newly verified subcontractors. Nil returns can also be submitted by telephoning the helpline 0845 366 7899. Or nil returns can be submitted effectively by checking the return box on a paper return and suspending their issue for 6 months. The experience of the last 6 to 8 months is post paper returns early, by the 15th of the month or earlier, to avoid them not being received on time. Online, submit them using HMRC's software, easily accessible from their website, but has limited use. It can't be used for large numbers of subcontractors. Also online, using a third-party software or electronic data interchange. Again, the message is from the experience of the last 6 to 8 months, try to avoid last-minute submission in case there's problems with software. The return includes an employment status declaration, which has to be completed every month. This says the employment status of each individual included on this return and any continuation sheets has been considered and payments have not been made under contracts of employment. Getting the status of workers right is one of HMRC's stated aims. It's one of their big targets.